After a crash that happened Friday on County Highway Z in Adams County, deputies responded just before 6 p.m. at the intersection of State Highway 21 and County Highway Z on reports of a two-vehicle crash. A Ford F-150 was traveling southbound on County Highway Z when it failed to stop at a stop sign at State Highway 21. The F-150 struck a Volkswagen Jetta that was heading east on State Highway 21. The driver of the Jetta was thrown from the vehicle and taken to Gunderson Mound View Hospital. That individual was later released. A person from the F-150 was taken by LifeLink 3 helicopter to Marshfield Medical Center. That person remains in critical condition. A 38-year-old Strongs Prairie resident was also thrown out of the vehicle but died at the scene of the accident. For Max FM News, I'm Jim Finn.
Max FM, Jim City Weather.
We have a stretch of really nice days coming up this week. Today, mostly sunny. We'll get to 74 for a high this afternoon. Tonight, clear down to 52. Tomorrow, sunshine 76 on Friday. Sunny with a high of 78. If you need help with back taxes, call 800-281-8193. Tax Solutions Now. They can help. 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 63.
99.7.
You know, I was wondering, you know, if you could keep on, because the force, it's got a lot of power, and it makes me feel like it makes me feel like that.
Bye. 90s, and more.
That's the power of love.
99.7 Max FM.
Mike and the Mechanics, All I Need is a Miracle. Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. It is about 9 minutes after eight now. And Finn, I don't make any secret about my love of chocolate, right? I love most things that are very sweet, and I'm kind of one of those people. I have a sweet tooth, not the salty tooth kind of thing in life. My husband likes to mix his sweet and his salty together. So there's lots of times when we go out to eat, he'll order his dessert to go with his meal because he likes that savory and the sweet all at one time. Yeah. I like to relish in my sweet, and I've been known to actually order my dessert before the meal and then eat it as like the appetizer. I've done that.
But then is the rest of the meal a bit of a disappointment because you started with the best thing? No?
No, because I'm elated at that point. I have a sugar rush happening. It's fine. I do miss out on some of the finer things in life, though, now that I've had to change my diet. I will say this. I did just come across a recipe the other day for a, air quotes, healthy cheesecake. Now, the way it was made in the video that I watched in the recipe actually looks decent. And so I'm tempted to try it just to see. I mean, what am I out? Just a little bit of time, you know, with things like plain yogurt in it, Greek yogurt, and low-fat sour cream and things like that. So
okay.
I'm tempted to try it out just to see what it's actually like. Because all the reviews of it say that it's absolutely amazing. Here is the problem, though. I know it's not going to be real cheesecake. So that's where then my mind is kind of like, can I actually trick myself into thinking that this is amazing? That's where I go with that one. But I'll try it. I think I am going to try it and just give it a little taste test and sample.
If it tastes just as good, which is kind of hard to believe,
it is,
but if it does taste just as good, why not? Because it is a healthier option.
Right? Exactly.
So and cheesecake is awesome.
Cheesecake is the best. Now, I will say that when we were doing some, just bumming around in Milwaukee last weekend while the boys were at their concert at Summerfest. Was that last weekend, 2 weeks ago? I don't even know how long it's been. It's an eternity.
It's all a blur now, right?
It's been an eternity ago. I think it was 2 weeks ago already. We did go into a restaurant that had a lot of vegan, gluten-free options, and I was able to do a vegan cheesecake, vegan and gluten-free, and it was pretty darn good. I mean, I'm not gonna sit there and say that it wasn't good. It was really, really good. So I don't know what their secret was, but I'm gonna try it at home. I need a secret because I love a good cheesecake. Now I only bring, if you're like starving of something hot, like sweet now, sorry about that, but I only bring this up because everybody knows that cutting back on sugar is something that we should just do, right? We're told that time and time again, too much sugar, not exactly good for us. And we all have great intentions of doing that, maybe tomorrow, the next day kind of thing, maybe after the summer. Heck, why not push it all the way to the holidays? Because, you know, after summer, then comes Halloween, and then after Halloween is Thanksgiving, and then you got the Christmas goodies, all of that kind of stuff. Well, the American Heart Association recommends a limit of 9 added teaspoons of sugar for men and just 6 for women, and everyone is blowing way past that. There's a map online that breaks down our sugar intake by state, and the state with the biggest sweet tooth happens to be Kentucky, with 21.2 teaspoons of sugar per day. Mississippi is next, and then the other sugar-heavy states include Oklahoma. There's kind of a theme here, by the way. You'll see as I list these out. Oklahoma, Arkansas, West Virginia, South Dakota, Indiana, Pennsylvania, Tennessee, Alabama, Georgia, South Carolina, and then Hawaii. Well, that's because they're trying to get rid of the taste of spam in their mouth in Hawaii. Alaska is the state with the lowest average intake at 14.8 teaspoons, which is still around double the recommended amount. Oregon is close behind, and the other low sugar states include California, Washington, Idaho, Montana, New York, Massachusetts, and New Jersey. Now, I'm looking here at this map, and, you know, in the Wisconsin area, we're kind of middle of the pack. We're averaging anywhere between 16 to 17 teaspoons of sugar a day. That also falls in line in Illinois as well as Minnesota. So not too bad here. Then Iowa, they're doing, and looking at states that obviously border Wisconsin, Iowa doing a little worse with 17 to 18 teaspoons of sugar per day. And then Michigan also in that same range. But, you know, I guess it kind of, I guess it depends on like what you like for candy. I mean, and you got to also think about the different coffees that we drink, because those mocha lattes
yeah,
that you really, really love, those have a lot of sugar in them.
They do. They're loaded. And some, that's one of those things that you sometimes don't think about,
right?
You know, because you're just grabbing a coffee. But yeah, right, they're jam-packed full of sugar.
You know, and you think even about like jellies and jams when you're making your toast in the morning or your cereals or anything like that. Those are all loaded with sugar, and it's like so disguised in there because we think that, ooh, it's whole wheat or whatever it might be. It's going to be healthy for us. And yeah, maybe in that extent. But then you look at the sugar intake and then you're just kind of disappointed in yourself and in the product because you're like, really? But you even think about like breads or anything. Those all have sugar in them as well, right? Even like the gluten-free stuff that I have to do. I mean, that's even got sugar in it. I mean, it has to taste like something, right? You can't just not have sugar in it. Even some of the things that I make around here, you know, because I love banana breads and pumpkin breads, and I've had to find healthier options. But those use things like maple syrups and honeys, which still are, you know, a sugar product. You know, your food has to taste like something. We wouldn't eat if it didn't taste like something. Nobody wants food that tastes disgusting.
All about moderation, right? It's supposed to be about moderation. And, you know, the other thing is, too, is that sometimes you get some kind of crazy diet plan. Mm-hmm. You know, like I know that I'm not saying it's crazy, but I know that a lot of people are into the keto diet these days. But aren't you just swapping out sugar for salt in something like that? I mean, if you're eating so much meat like that, all that sodium,
I don't know. I know there's a lot of people who love keto. I know there's a lot of, I also know of a lot of people who have tried keto and didn't last very long on it. So I don't really know much about the keto plan. And you know, if you're trying to lose weight, you do what works. I mean, there's a lot of people who think that when I do intermittent fasting, I'm insane, right? Because it's, you literally like don't eat food for a little bit, or you eat such small portions of food. So there's a lot of people who think I'm insane for doing that as well. So I try not to judge the diet plans, but I don't know if I could do one that moderates my food to that degree. Do you know what I'm saying? Because I do love food. And with the way I do things, yes, I try to live a very clean, very healthy lifestyle, mostly because of how things work with me personally. And, you know, nobody wants to feel sick all the time. But at the same time, I do have to splurge every now and then. Every now and then, you got to have a little taste of something. And there are people who are just very, very hardcore in all of this. And kudos to you.
You have to live a little. You have to.
I think so. I mean, I that was one thing that I had to learn to do. Because when you lose as much weight as I did in a very short amount of time, and then all of a sudden you're faced at looking at life, like trying to keep that whole regimen up, you're like, oh, well, this seems unattainable for forever. Nobody needs to have that hard of stuff in life. That's the way I feel anyway. Life is hard enough. And honestly, if I can't enjoy something that I really, really love, like cheesecake, then I just don't feel like it's worth any of my time.
Exactly.
Like, you know,
what's your quality of life at that point?
Right. Which is why I try so hard to do healthier options for things, right? Like I try to find healthier options. Some of them are successful. Some of them need to go back to the drawing board. Some of them were, but you know, we're close kind of thing. Or the taste is just about there. What can I add that makes it even better kind of thing? So I've got my banana bread down. That is a whole wheat healthy option. It only uses honey or pure maple syrup. Absolutely delicious. It's one of our favorites. And in fact, if I try to swap it out with any of my other banana bread recipes, it's mutiny here at the Jones Hartman household. Uh-huh. So just in case anybody's wondering, we really do love the whole wheat version.
The chef has swapped out her ingredients, and this is not going to fly, right? That
like,
kind of thing.
And it's so funny because, you know, Corey was very skeptical the first time I made it because he's like, what do you mean it's whole wheat flour? What do you mean it's like maple syrup and honey? I was like, let's just try it. If it sucks, you know, I'm only out my time because I have all these ingredients. It's not like I had to go buy something special to make it, right? So we tried it and we ended up loving it. And so just as a taste test, I went back to one of my other recipes like a few weeks later, because I always have bananas in the house and always need to do something with them. And that one requires you to put actual sugar in it. And right away, they were like, why is this one so much sweeter? This is not as good as the last batch. What did you do differently? And I was like, okay, see? Mm-hmm. See, we found something we can compromise on, people. This is good stuff.
Well, sometimes, you know, I mean, sometimes you have to kind of wrap your brain around it. Now, like, I'm not a huge sweet guy. I like salty stuff better. But I remember the first time Chris made the chocolate zucchini cake.
Oh, that's so good. I love chocolate.
I was like, really? Zucchini and chocolate? How does this? But it was really good. I mean, it's very tasty.
And I have a chocolate chip zucchini bread recipe. Now, I haven't made that in a very long time, and I should probably pull that one out sometime. There's nothing healthy about that one, though, let me tell you. I mean, other than the zucchini in it, there is nothing healthy about it. Max actually won a purple ribbon at 4-H. speech at the Sauk County Fair a few years ago for his chocolate chip zucchini bread, because it is absolutely amazing. But nice. I get what you're saying. And there's recipe books out there that you can buy. And I believe Jerry Seinfeld's wife was actually one who wrote one of these books.
I think you're right. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Where you can actually like trick your kids into eating vegetables and fruit by incorporating them into some of these really great recipes. And if that works and that's what you got to do, I say go for it, because at least mm-hmm. they're getting some nutrition and they're eating something that they never in a bazillion years thought they would eat. I'm very fortunate because now Max was always very picky. That was a sensory issue, though, with his Asperger's. But as he got older and we worked through therapies and stuff, I got very fortunate. There wasn't too much that my kids wouldn't eat. And I was never one of those moms who was like, no, you are going to eat that on your plate, because that's not right. If you don't like it, you don't like it. There's stuff I don't like. And I don't
Oh, my mother would so, she would have disagreed with you so much. See, and if she had been more clever, then I wouldn't have been sneaking vegetables in my socks and then flushing them down the toilet deceptively, you know, at the dinner table. But yeah.
I mean, that never bothered me, honestly, because there's stuff that I don't like and I'm not going to go out and eat it if I don't like it. Why should mm-hmm. I expect the same of my kids? If they don't like it, don't like it.
Yeah, the idea now is, will you just try it? Just give it a taste. And
that
then
was always what I did. That was always the thing with me. If you don't like it, that's cool. I'm not going to make you try any more of it. I want you to take one tiny bite of it. You got to eat the whole bite. You can't do the whole thing where you spit it out. You got to eat the entire bite. And if at the end of that, you're still like, no, I'm not going to eat this, cool. We'll come up with plan B. That was always what I did with my kids. And now I can honestly say, after we got through Max's sensory issues, the kid will pretty much eat anything you set in front of him, which is awesome. And Dexter's always kind of been like that. So I've never had super picky eaters. So I'm very lucky as a parent that I never had to get those cookbooks that disguised, you know, the radishes and chocolate cake or something like that. I know, not that I would eat a radish either, so I wouldn't expect that of my children. So, you know, they're those things. But now I want cheesecake, Finn. Now I feel like this is something I have to do today. I'm going to have to check out the recipe, see what I have and don't have, and maybe make a cheesecake, because now I'm craving cheesecake after I talked about it as much as I did.
That's one of my weaknesses in the world of sweets would be cheesecakes and key lime pie. Those two are...
Isn't key lime pie basically like a cheesecake? I mean, the texture is basically the same, so that would make sense. And not all cheesecake crusts and key lime pie crusts are created the same either.
Oh, you got that right. Yeah.
The graham cracker, and I've got a friend who adds just a little, and you got to really love coconut, but she adds just a titch of ground up coconut in her crust just to give it just a little bit of a different flavor, and it is not bad in any way, shape, or form. It's really, really delicious. She just uses her food processor and grinds up the coconut, or uses a coconut flour to help kind of with the base, but it is so, so good.
I bet
so,
that would so be good.
Yeah, absolutely delicious. Well, if you're not hungry after all of that, I don't know how to help you this morning.
Go get your cheesecake. Go get it now.
I do love to be in the kitchen and creating things, though. Yeah. Some days it's easier than others, but when I actually get into it, it's good stuff. Now, speaking of really great things to eat, let's talk about MaxFMBigDeals.com, because if you're shopping over there, you've got all sorts of really great food options. And the best part about it, Finn, you're saving yourself a heck of a lot of money. In fact, today only, we have a Christmas in July sale happening over there, which means on top of the already really low prices you find at MaxFMBigDeals.com, we're taking another 15% off. So you know how we always say some things are like up to 50% off? Well, today there are some things that are close to 60 or 75% off, which is really, really awesome. Now, here's the best part. You don't have to bumble around with any stupid promo code. All you literally do is go shopping, fill your cart with the stuff you want, and then your discount is applied at checkout, which is even better, because who wants to try to remember a promo code? That's just silliness. Especially on a Wednesday, right? So here's an example of some of the things that you're going to find when you go to MaxFMBigDeals.com. If we haven't made you hungry enough this morning, how about a trip to Jay's Pub and Grill of Reedsburg? A $25 certificate for a wonderful meal out. only going to cost you $17 when you shop today at maxfmbigdeals.com. And then, of course, Circus World, you know, big top shows happening until Labor Day over there. You can see all of their amazing exhibits. A four-pack of Circus World Museum tickets, a $92 value, today only $54.40. That's all you're going to pay to go into one of those fabulous big top Hargan. Shows. I know. Isn't that awesome? And then, of course, well, since I mentioned my weight loss, let's give a little plug to Dr. Angela over there at Gateway Metabolic Weight Loss. If you want to, you know, get yourself a little healthier going into the fall months and throughout the rest of summer, I guess, $150 certificate to work with her one-on-one exclusively, $72.25, all you're going to pay right now at maxfmbigdeals.com. And I'm telling you, she's the best. You find out a lot about yourself when you do like the DNA swab of the mouth and stuff. It's actually pretty phenomenal. So check that out as well. Really though, anything you're looking for, whether it's something specifically for you or for the home, if it's more great food options, adult beverages, some entertainment, it's covered over at maxfmbigdeals.com. Plus we have those instant downloads, Finn, too, which are really awesome, because if you don't want to cook tonight, all you have to do is look at the deals with a little like cell phone next to them. Click on those. You don't wait for us to send you anything. They're there on your phone and you're enjoying a meal out tonight. It's that easy. So definitely check it out. Do a little online shopping during our Christmas in July sale. An extra 15% off happening today only at maxfmbigdeals.com. Lots of great new merchandise over there too, which is really, really awesome. So definitely check it out. Do a little online shopping. And remember, certificates always make a great gift. Nobody has to know that you paid less for them. They just know the actual dollar amount on the certificate. And, you know, who doesn't love a good certificate? Plus, the certificates actually never expire. So even if you don't plan on using them right away, you can keep them until you, you know, really are ready to use them. Yeah. That's the bonus of maxfmbigdeals.com. Now, taking a look at our forecast right now, bonus number two for the day. It's going to be beautiful outside. Holy buckets. Lots of sunshine today with a high near 74. Clear down to 52 tonight. Then the rest of this week equally as nice. Lots of sunshine today and or tomorrow and Friday. A high near 76 tomorrow, 78 on Friday, 63 right now.
Have you ever wondered what it would be like to smash a computer with a baseball bat or take a sledgehammer to a pile of dishes? How about squirting paint all over a canvas or a friend? If letting off steam in a unique way appeals to you, contact Disorderly Conduct Rage Room in Sauk City. Rage rooms are perfect for work parties, bachelor, bachelorette parties, divorce parties, and more. Rage rooms are for those ages 16 and up, and paint splatter rooms are open to all. Go to disorderlyconductragerooms.com to book your session.
Blast off! As Circus World boldly goes where no circus has gone before. Feel the big bang as Tina the Human Cannonball flies high.
Defy gravity with an upside-down rocketeer. Perky poodles, soaring aerial acts. Plus, camels, llamas, horses, and ponies orbiting the ring.
Juggler, zany comedy, and space cadet music invite you to blast off to family fun at Circus World.
When you're looking for a bank, you want one that understands your needs and is committed to your community. That's why so many people choose Baraboo State Bank. They offer a wide range of banking products and services, including personal checking and savings accounts, business banking, loans, and more. But what really sets them apart is their commitment to customer service. They go above and beyond to make sure you're happy by offering convenient online and mobile banking. Visit their website at baraboobank.com. Baraboo State Bank, banking better together since 1857. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
It's 8:29 right now. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. We always appreciate it. We've made it halfway through another work week, and now we just have a couple of days left before we get to officially enjoy the weekend. That's always the goal, right? Why we do Monday through Friday after all? Here's Taylor Dane on Max FM.
Feel the light explode when we're together.
love Taylor Dane early on a Wednesday morning. Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. It is 8:32 right now. Gorgeous start to your Wednesday. Farmers Market officially underway in downtown Baraboo. Stop down there. Get something delicious for dinner tonight. Lots of really great baked goods today. Some honey. Some really early summer produce as well. Always a fun stop. They're going to be open until 12:30 this afternoon. And then again, they're going to do it all again on Saturday as well. So make sure you check out Farmers Market in downtown Baraboo. Do a search over on their Facebook page so you can see all of the great stuff they're going to have for sale each and every Farmers Market Wednesday and Saturday. Now, also coming up in downtown Baraboo, I mean, if that's not enough for you, and Farmers Market isn't quite doing it for you today, I don't know why I wouldn't. Great stuff. Make sure you head over to Concerts on the Square, another edition tomorrow night in downtown Baraboo. The Campus and Community Concert Band is going to be performing starting at 7 o'clock right there on the courthouse lawn. Grab a lawn chair, grab a blanket, maybe some bug spray as well, and have yourself a great night in downtown Baraboo. The weather is going to be absolutely perfect over the next couple of days, whether you're going to Farmers Market, whether you're going to Concerts on the Square, or whether you just have any outdoor plans. In fact, we're talking lots of sunshine with temperatures in the 70s. In fact, Sean Cable is going to tell you more about that forecast in just a moment. We'll also have a look at sports next right here on 99.7 Max FM.
There's a special deal at U.S. Cellular, where you can get four lines for just $90. It's perfect for you, barbershop quartet.
That's us.
There's no trade-in needed, and it comes with four free phones of your choice.
Four free phones.
U.S. Cellular, built for us.
Terms apply. Visit cellplus.com for details. Wow, four lines for only $90 and four new phones for free? Are you kidding me? The time is now to switch to U.S. Cellular. Visit Baraboo, the Dells, and Reedsburg.
Native American issues are human issues. Join Robert Plant with Native Roots for their program Awake at their new time of 9 p.m. Monday through Friday on our news talk stations. Awake is proudly sponsored by Wisconsin Community Health Representatives.
We tend not to think about right now, but right now in front of us is victory over cancer. Right now, cancer research funded by the V Foundation is leading to better treatments and saving lives. When you give to the V Foundation, 100% of your donation goes directly to game-changing cancer research. Victory over cancer is there for the taking by you. Donate at v.org, because today's cancer research is tomorrow's victory.
Don't give up. Don't ever give up.
Red Sox outfielder Jaron Dunn clubbed a go-ahead two-run homer to lead the American League to a 5-3 win over the Nationals in Tuesday's Major League Baseball All-Star Game. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Brewers Christian Yelich and William Contreras both went 0-2. The American League has now won 10 of the last 11 Midsummer Classics. Final ex Joe Duchateau fired a 5-under-66 to take the second-round lead at the Wisconsin State Amateur at the Legend of Merrill Hills in Waukesha. The former UW Green Bay golfer collected two eagles and has a four-shot lead over Sheboygan's Drake Wilcox after two rounds. Bucks signed shooting guard Gary Trent Jr. to a one-year contract worth $2.6 million, filling out their roster for the upcoming season. He spent the last 3 years in Toronto, averaging 13.7 points a game last year. Former Bucks guard Pat McBeverly also said he plans to play next season in Israel. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Max FM weather brought to you by SSM Health, providing high quality, compassionate, and personalized care to communities across Wisconsin. SSMHealth.com.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
We have a stretch of really nice days coming up this week. Today, mostly sunny. We'll get to 74 for a high this afternoon. Tonight, clear down to 52. Tomorrow, sunshine 76 on Friday. Sunny with a high of 78. If you need help with back taxes, call 800-281-8193. Tax Solutions Now. They can help. 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 65.
99.7 Max FM.
Chaka-chaka-chaka-chaka-con. Chaka-con. 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 Let me rock it. Let me rock it. Chaka-con. Let me rock it. That's all I want to do. Chaka-con. Let me rock it. Let me rock it. Chaka-con. Let me rock it, let me feel for you. Chaka Khan, what you tell me, what you wanna do? Do you feel for me the way I feel for you? Chaka Khan, let me tell you what I wanna do. I wanna love you, wanna hug you, wanna squeeze you too. And let me take it in my arm, let me feel you with my charm. on, chaka. Cause you know that I'm the one to keep you warm, chaka. I make it more than just a physical gene. I wanna rock you, chaka, baby, cause you make me wanna scream. Let me rock you, rock you.
Chaka Khan and I Feel For You, maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more, 99.7 Max FM. Two revelations why that song was playing. So Aspen has a little bit of the hiccups, so she's over here. It's so cute when puppies get the hiccups. It really is adorable. It's like when babies get the hiccups, right? Because they make like these cute little sounds kind of thing. So she's adorable right now. I mean, it's annoying for her, I'm sure, but for me, it's absolutely one of the cutest things ever. So hopefully those resolve pretty quickly. The other revelation that I had during that song was that last night when I took her out to potty at 7 p.m., I knew the mosquitoes were awful. I guess I didn't realize how awful until like my whole face started to itch. So I have 3 mosquito bites behind my left ear. I have 1 on my right temple. I have 1 on my left eyebrow. I have 1 on the left corner of my eye. And then as I was sitting here, I was like, well, why is my jaw swollen over here? So on my right jawline, I have a huge mosquito bite. And then I have 1 on my left cheek as well. They were like in my face last night, like terrible. They were just terrible. And apparently I got bit more than I thought I did, even with the DEET and the peppermint spray. It was really awful.
Maddie, it doesn't sound like the repellents are working.
They never do for me, unfortunately. This is what I live with throughout the entire summer, which is why I hate mosquitoes so much. And luckily, I think most of them are going to stay really small, but I'm going to look like I'm spotted today because I'll have Benadryl cream on my face.
Well, it kind of seems like we're dealing with gigantic, ginormous,
They're really bad this year. And if you live in an area, because I've talked to some people who are like, oh my gosh, I can't even go outside. Then there's some people who are like, oh, luckily we don't have many by our place. I'm like, really? How does that happen? Because I want to come live there. Can I pitch a tent in the backyard or something just until mosquito season is over? Because if you don't have a ton of mosquitoes where you're at, you are very, very lucky. Because those of us who are dealing with them, it's making life absolutely miserable to be outside, especially in the evenings. Holy buckets. Now, they weren't horrible this morning, but I think that's because it was a little bit cooler out too. There were a few that were buzzing around. I actually have one on like the back of my earlobe too, like right on the edge of my ear. I have a great big one there too. They are absolutely horrible this year. And as I've said, I'm one of those people that mosquitoes love just in general. So my bites are always going to probably be worse and bigger and than the average person. And I understand that. But if you're somebody who suffers from mosquito bite allergies, such as I do, or you just are really tasty to a mosquito, you know how miserable it can actually be when they're this bad this year. So,
especially when you get those bites in the worst places. But, you know, I was outside for a little while last night and fortunately didn't have too much of a problem with the mosquitoes. And it was so nice too. There was a nice breeze last night.
Yeah. When I went out at 9 to take her out, 9:30 for the very last time, they weren't bad at all. But she had to go out around 7. And I don't know if it was just kind of that point of the day where the humidity was just starting to kind of let up a little bit or if they were just super hungry at that point. But they were vicious. Even she was covered in them. And I kept having to swat her. And she does get sprayed with puppy spray as well to keep them off. But no, they were horrible last night around 7.
Well, we had all that rain, so I'm sure that doesn't help.
You know, and we still had areas last night. As I've said, we have a lot of tree cover out here, especially over our road. So even if you're just walking on the roads, there were places that from the day before were still damp. And so obviously we all know that mosquitoes love a good wet, damp, dark place. And yikes, it was brutal last night at 7 o'clock. By the time we got back in about 7:30, I just felt like my whole skin was crawling because I just felt like I had bugs everywhere on me, because that's just how you start to feel after a certain point in time.
Let me ask you this. Are you ready for November yet then, or no?
I'm not ready for cold. I'm ready for no bugs. Like I'm ready for the fall. Let's
you kind of have to take them both together.
I know.
Maddie,
I'm ready for fall and I'm definitely ready for no bugs. I don't remember the mosquitoes being this bad though. Last year it was very dry though last year as well, so that would make a difference, I'm sure. But I don't remember them being quite this vicious last year, and they don't care. I had one trying to bite my fingernail this morning. I was like, no matter how hard you try, little guy, you're not getting in there. It was funny because I was watching him for a few minutes while we were out walking this morning, and you know they have that little, I don't know, is it called the stinger? I don't know what that part that they stick in you to draw your blood is, but he'd like raise it up and then he'd put it back down, and because he was trying to get through my fingernail. I was like, really? You're a dumb little mosquito, because that's not working for you. It was an experiment that I watched for a few minutes, and then I was over it, and I was like, okay, if you're not going to find blood there, you're going to try somewhere else, so now you need to go away.
They'll find a way somehow.
They do, and I'm pretty sure he came back, and then that's the one that bit me on the back of my neck a little later on, because I did get a bite back there this morning as well. Man. They weren't as bad, though. At least I don't have like a face full after being out with her this morning. My God.
So what do you use? That you use aloe vera, or what do you use to kind of take care?
Probably use good old fashioned maximum strength Benadryl cream is probably what I'll use, because it will take the itch away. And sometimes, and I know this sounds ridiculous, old wives' tale thing, but if they get really itchy and really stingy, as mine sometimes do, sometimes I'll just take a little bit of apple cider vinegar on a cotton swab and dab on there as well. For some reason, it takes the sting out. I learned that online. I thought it was the stupidest thing I'd ever heard, but I was desperate that time. And I was like, okay, we'll give it a try. This is never going to work. And sure enough, it actually did. Wow. It did. So if you've got one that's really bothering you, try it. You might smell like a pickle for a while, but I'd rather smell like a pickle than have a mosquito bite.
Yeah.
Exactly. And that's the thing. With them all being on my face, I don't want them to be itchy. So I'm going to probably have to do something with them today. So thank you very much, Summer. I love you so much.
The journey continues.
If anybody's dealing with mosquitoes, though, you know how bad they are this time of year, because they have been awful, absolutely awful. Now, we do have calendar days we need to go through, Finn, because nobody wants to listen to me complain about mosquitoes at this point. And we want to talk about some good things to celebrate and help us get ready for another weekend, because it's quickly approaching Wednesday and all. So today is Wrong Way Corrigan Day. This is something I've been saying to my boys for a really long time, but this commemorates the day in 1938 when Douglas Corrigan made a transatlantic flight. He recently purchased a Curtiss Robin plane and rebuilt and modified it. So then in July of 1938, he flew it from California to New York. He applied for permission to make a transatlantic flight, but he was denied. On July 17th, 1938, he flew out of Floyd Bennett Field in Brooklyn, New York, with the supposed intention of flying back to California. Instead, he started heading east and flew all the way to Dublin, Ireland.
Hence the name.
That's what would happen to me if I tried to be like a pilot or navigate my way somewhere.
Oh, yeah. I've got no sense of direction. Oh, forget it. Oh, but I'd be okay if I wound up in Dublin again.
That wouldn't be horrible, right? That wouldn't be horrible. But this is why I would never be a pilot, folks, because, this is what would happen to me. I don't know if we should celebrate this one or be annoyed with it, but it's World Emoji Day today as well. I mean, there's thousands for us to choose from at this point in time. So if you can't have a full conversation without an emoji, I don't think you're trying very hard. It is also Yellow Pigs Day. Now, this is a day, let's see, I got to get down here to my explanation.
Yes, I need an explanation for this,
right?
One.
It's celebrated with things related to yellow pigs. The main focus of the day, though, is on celebrating the number 17. Now, this was a day created in the early 1960s by two Princeton math students after they had been working with and listing the properties of the number 17. Now, the day's name was likely some sort of reference to one of the math students' his collection of yellow pigs that he kept. So there you go. Okay. Yellow Pig all Day. Right. As far as I know, number 17 is a prime number, and that's pretty much all. That's my math knowledge right there, everybody.
Right there.
17 is a prime number. Done. Can't tell you anything else about it. Now we have a couple of good, it's National Tattoo Day today as well. I can't forget to skip over that one, because some of those are absolutely works of art that we like to wear on ourselves. And then we have a couple of good food ones on the list as well. We're going to start with National Peach Ice Cream Day today, which sounds absolutely amazing. And peaches are so in season right now. Now, speaking of peaches, has Chris had a chance to can all of the peaches that you guys had at your house?
Oh, man. You know what? I should send you a picture, because last week was intense. It was insane. I mean, I would have to go double check with her to see exactly how many cans of peaches.
That's amazing.
It was insane. And they're so delicious. They're so delicious. And I decided that I have an inner old fogey inside of me.
Sure.
Because one of the things I really like is I like to take a little bit of cottage cheese and then put some peaches
so
on
good.
Top. It's so good.
Yeah, that's amazing. We used to do that when I was growing up, and that's still something I'll do. And I'll even do that with like peaches if I have them, or fresh berries or anything like that. I love cottage cheese. I know a lot of people don't because of the texture. I'm a huge cottage cheese fan. Now, because I can't do a lot of milk, so I have to be careful of how much I eat. But I really like all the things in life that I'm not supposed to eat. That's
cheesecake,
right? Like cottage cheese, ice cream, all of those things because of dairy I'm not supposed to have. I love myself a good glass of chocolate milk, almond chocolate milk, just not the same. I mean, these are all the things in life I love, but I'm not supposed to eat because, well, I'm lactose intolerant. I also love myself some good pastas and breads, but I also have a gluten sensitivity, so I don't get to eat a lot of those.
It's got to be rough for you.
It's rough. And then you count up all the mosquitoes mosquito bites I have and the fact you can play connect the dots today on my face. This is, you know why I'm a hot mess all the time, everybody. I mean, this explains all of it right here. Today is National Hot Dog Day as well. Now, if you love yourself a good hot dog, this is the day to celebrate. And apparently you're supposed to celebrate by creating something a little unique. Now, this is interesting because a recent poll showed that most people, they're relatively classic in their taste when it comes to hot dog toppings, right? We talked about this over the 4th of July. A bunch of us like mustard on our hot dogs. A lot of us like ketchup on our hot dogs. We also like our onions, our relish, and, you know, chili is also very, very good. A good chili dog is always delicious. Yeah. Today, though, Ballpark brand hot dogs is celebrating freedom of expression by challenging hot dog lovers to post their unique hot dog topping mashups for a chance to win $2,500 plus, quote, the ultimate backyard cookout. This is where I want one of like those Don Pardo voices so I can do the announcer thing. Now, whatever that is, this prize package is worth 10 grand. So, I mean, not bad if you can come up with a really cool mashup for your hot dog. To enter, all you have to do is post your hot dog topping combos on TikTok using hashtag hot dog hot takes and tagging at Ballpark Brand. The videos have to be 60 seconds or less, and the contest runs through August 17th. So don't worry, you don't have to come up with something awesome on the fly today. You have a little bit of time to make this happen if you want to enter. People are pretty hardcore about what you can put on pizza. We know this, right? There's been like internet debates for years about this. A lot of people would say the same thing about pineapple. I personally find it delicious. Now, when it comes to hot dogs, people are more open-minded. In fact, 96% of us say that we should be free to put whatever condiment we want on our hot dog. Why can't we be this open-minded about pizza? Now, come on, people. 82% say that there's no wrong way to dress a hot dog, and 41% enjoy non-traditional condiments like barbecue sauce, ranch dressing, sriracha, and savory jam. Now, to get the gears going a little bit, I have some of the craziest hot dog toppings that you can find over on the old Googles, okay? So here's a good one. Doritos, pulled pork, barbecue sauce, and bacon, all on top of your hot dog today for National Hot Dog Day.
Kind of sounds like a heart attack, but okay.
Right? Seems like a mess is what it seems like. Now, this is one I could get a little bit more behind. Jalapeno cream cheese and black bean salsa. That actually sounds a little delicious. I could maybe get down with that one. Fried egg, arugula, guacamole, and garlic aioli is another one for your really crazy hot dog toppings. Pesto and caramelized onions. All right. I could see that because...
Yeah.
Pesto? That one doesn't sound horrible, though.
Okay.
I mean, it's got a little bit of the relish type texture to it and a little bit of a garlic flavor. So with the caramelized onions, maybe I could see that one. I would try it. I would say that. Okay. I'll try it. Here's one.
You
that
try
I would
it and then you get back to me.
Okay. I'll do that. I got to find a hot dog I can eat, though. Now, caramel popcorn. No. Why am I doing that? No, I'm not doing that. Now, this one's taking it to basically like Thanksgiving dinner. Mashed potatoes, gravy, and onions. Something else that we should be putting on our hot dog. No.
This is no longer a hot dog at all.
Right. This is just meat covered with other stuff. I mean, like, well, semi-meat because it's a hot dog. Right. Celery and blue cheese. Also another topping that Google says that we should be trying on our hot dogs. And then finally, we're going to go the like pizza route, I guess, with cheese, marinara, basil, and a little pepperoni on our hot dog as well. Now, that one could be interesting, I guess, if you grill the hot dog too. I mean, because the bun would maybe act a little bit like the crust, and then you've got a little bit of the pizza flavor in there. And I think you would have to like chop up your pepperoni and like sprinkle it on the top. I don't think you'd probably put like the big old round pepperonis on there. At least that's not what I would do. I would sprinkle them on a little bit. Maybe fry them up a little bit. Maybe that
would
be kind of good.
Look, I get it.
I don't know.
Because sometimes we just get bored with food,
you know,
and you just got to mix it up and try something. I get it.
I mean, some of these things don't sound horrible, depending on what the presentation is. But there you go. You can Google some of those crazy hot dog toppings and enjoy yourself a delicious hot dog on National Hot Dog Day. Or you could just be a boring human being and do the traditional route and throw it on the grill and then cover it with some ketchup a little later on. I mean,
whatever works.
Whatever you want to do. If you try the caramel corn hot dog, you let us know how that goes, okay? Because we're going to take your word for it on that one. Taking a look at the forecast. forecast right now. Mostly sunny, 74 today. Beautiful day if you are going to do any grilling. Clear down to 52 tonight. Then the next couple of days, absolutely gorgeous. Lots of sun tomorrow with a high around 76. More sun on Friday, 78. Right now, it is 63.
Get ready, Wisconsin Dells Monster Truck fans. Two big shows, 1:30 and 7:30 p.m. this Saturday. Dells Raceway Park will explode with the Monster Truck Nitro Tour. Big blown monster trucks flying over 30 feet of the air and more. Plus, all new family affordable prices. VIP tickets include free pit party pass to meet the drivers and the best seat in the house. Get your tickets now at monstertrucktour.com or get them late at the gate. Subject to service charges and miscellaneous fees. Come early and ride in a real monster truck at the Monster Truck Nitro Tour. Two big shows, 1:30 and 7:30 p.m. this Saturday. The Monster Truck Nitro Tour. Monster trucks and more. Plus, all new family affordable prices. Two monster shows. It's gonna get wild. The Dells Raceway Park will never be the same again.
Discover the Bank of Wisconsin Dells, your community's trusted financial institution for over 110 years. Hi, this is Scott Rockwell, President and CEO at Bank of Wisconsin Dells. And our personal bankers bring decades of experience and pride into each of their local deposit relationships. Call us today so we can show you what community banking is all about.
Member FDIC.
WRPQ Baraboo. W279EG Reedsburg.
Looking for a great deal when going out to eat? Hey, this is Jess at the Reedsburg Pizza Ranch, and we got some great deals going on all week at our ranch. Mondays and Wednesdays are senior days, where seniors get an extra dollar off the senior price on the buffet. Tuesday is kids' day, where kids 10 and under eat for free. And also Wednesdays is double points day at the Reedsburg Pizza Ranch. Thursdays, we got to buy one large pizza, get the second one free. Give us a call at 768-5555.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
Maximum hits. Maximum.
Life's like this. That's the way it is.
What's she yelling for? Lay back, it's all been done before.